Welcome everybody, Shin number 1465, related today Lula Nishmas Moshe Daif Bamar Bar and Zizel. Lula Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lurfur Shlemer Fall of Ram Nisanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of folding garments, kippel begodim. Okay, so we spoke about last time in reference to one takes off pants, right, Friday night, how to go about it. We said in general one should be careful not to fold it on the lines. It's running into a problem of it's very similar to Tikkun Mana, which is a tolda of Makah B'Patish. You take off your pants, folding it up on the lines, putting it on the hanger, one should not do. So we said some Eitzah Tovah is, number one, if somebody leaves it on the chair, fold it over, okay, that could be, but many people, you know, they want to, it's not so nice always putting it on the chair, whatever. So you want to just hang it up. So various different ways of hanging it up. You could, number one, we said to put it, you put the hanger through the hook of the pants, and then just hang it up like that, and the creases hang. We said another way, well, we didn't really talk about it, but another way would be if somebody sort of drapes the pants over the hanger, they'll take the hanger and stick it like in the pants, like as though there's a cape over the hanger. So instead of a cape, it's like the inside of the pants, you know, drape over the hanger. And like that, you could also hang it up. And I just wanted to mention a side note, that is, many times if you have the plastic from the cleaning plastic where the pants came in, or from the suits, whatever the case is, from the dry cleaning store, right? We've been in the dry cleaning industry, just give some Eitzah Tovah. Plastic in general does prevent wrinkling. So if you take it at night and you just drape it over the hanger, either through the hook, or you just drape it over the hanger and then just, you know, put the plastic over it and you hang it up like that in the closet or whatever the case might be, that should also prevent, you know, wrinkling or creasing, or the fact that where people are makbid, that the line on the pair of pants should not come out. So that's why, you know, that's another way of working around it. But to go ahead and start folding the creases, bedafka, putting it on the hanger, one should be careful not to do that in general. Now, the question comes up. What about a person has the collar of their shirt is up, right? They got flipped up. What about the collar of their jacket? The jacket. What about cuffs of a pants? The cuffs of my pants fell down. I'm not sewing them back or anything like that. You know, they're a little bit, they got bent down. I hit something by mistake. So obviously there's no sewing involved, but I just want to flip it back. Flip back the cuffs, is that a problem of folding? Could I just put my collar's bent up, or my jacket, the collar's bent up? Many times people say, hey, your collar's up, fix your collar. Could I push it back down? It's up, right? The lapel of the jacket, all these different type of things. So in general, the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos goes through that, and it's in Reish Lam, it's in Reish Lam and Aleph, he goes through, he says that should not be a problem, because you have to realize what's going on over here. It's really, you're putting it back the regular way that it was. It's not a real Tikkun Mana. It's I put on my shirt with the collar down. Nobody puts on their shirt with the collar up, right? Nobody wears their jacket with the collar up. I put it on with the collar down. By mistake, I swiped up against something or whatever the case is. It pushed up the collar. So then we say, if you want to just put it back the way it's supposed to be, the way it was before when you put it on, so that would be fine also. The same thing with cuffs, right? I put on my pair of pants and my cuffs were up, and the way I'm wearing my pants, the way they're supposed to be. By mistake, I swiped up against something, so it knocked down part of the cuff, you know, pushed it down. So just to flip it back up, you're just putting it back into the regular shape. That will be fine. And these, he brings down also interesting in reference to a plastic cup we spoke about last time, in Simur Reish Lamed Aleph. It got a little bit creased. Sometimes you have like a plastic cup, a regular throwaway plastic cup, and it you know, either it fell on the floor, banged against the wall, or something. It got a little bit creased. You just want to push it, you know, push it down so you could drink from it. So he says that will be also fine because of the fact that, again, all these cases, you're pushing it, bringing it back to the regular Dovav Sharagal Bakas, the regular way that these things are used, whether it's the cuffs on the pants, right, or whether it's the collar on the shirt. And again, that's how it was, and that's how it is. It's just you swiped up or pushed up against something, and it pushed it up. So therefore, that would be, all those pushing it back the way it was would be fine. That's not a question really of Tikkun Mana
per se. He goes further, he says, right, there's no, when you're fixing the cup also, you're pushing down that, there's no isra of kippah begadim, folding clothing when it comes to that either. There's no, again, in all these things, you're not really doing it for the fold per se, you just want to push it back the regular way how I wear the item. Now, he brings... right, so he says, what about a hat? Sometimes somebody has a hat also. We spoke about in the past also. He brings actually from the Igros Moshe, looks like, but he brings Lamaisa, does it say, for Nishma Shabbos in Reish Lamed Aleph. He says, what about a hat? Somebody by mistake sat on a hat or got a little bent, right? He says, Mutala Sakna, you could just say, that's also not a problem to push it back. Avimba Mishum Tikin Mona. He says that would not be a problem. First of all, Letzarech Shabbos, but again, he brings from, he does bring some, there are those who say it's, one should be careful not to do it. But definitely there are those who say that would be okay. If I remember correctly, when we spoke about it a while back, we did say that it would be okay. So he does say that Shekhoiva Sheyoshfu Alov is Mutal Sakhna Vainba Mishum Tikin Mana. He says the very little bushkach. So it could be if it got really smashed, it would be a problem. Because it says the very little bushkach. If it got a little bit smashed, then for sure it's no problem. Kaim Shulat Sarach Shabbos Avul. He does bring from Sefer Chutashani, Choshish Lissel Tekin Mona. From Sefer Chutashani says that could be a problem. Okay, so Lamaisa, just to end off, I'm not going to get too much into the hat issues right now. It's not totally our Indian, but he does say, even from the Chut HaShani, who says that it would be a problem, he says, but it's Kalkol to Rasa, like, if it got a pretty bad smash, you know what I mean, that it got the really, really bad smash, that could be running into a problem of Tikimana. But definitely, if it just got a little bit, you know, fell on the floor, whatever, we're not talking about dusting it off, that you're not supposed to do, but the banged into something, or whatever the case is, got a little bit bent it in, you just want to push it out, so a little bit of a push, you know, to push it out, that will be okay. But it could be the mice, if it's a real fixing and somebody like Mamish sat on the hat and it's kalkul tzirasa, so then that could be running into a problem. One should definitely ask, depending on how bad it is, but a little dent here and there is definitely fine in the hat, just to push it back out. That's how he brings it down. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.